Well, brothers and sisters, I can't tell you how full my heart is today after watching all of us gather yesterday and do something tangible to be Jesus Christ to hungry people around the world. And really, we ought to learn an important lesson from that. There is nothing we can't do for Jesus Christ when we work together. And I'm thankful for Tom Maxwell because Tom Maxwell actually said something nice to me yesterday. Of course, it was after it was all over and all the things that he said to me beforehand. I'm not sure if it counted or not, but I'll take it. On this All Saints Day, our scripture comes to us from the book of 1 John. We're going to read from 1 John chapter 3. We're going to read verses 1 through 3. If you have your Bibles, you're welcome to follow along with me. If you don't, you're welcome to listen as we read from the gospel. Excuse me, from the letter of 1 John. See what great love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. All who have this hope in Him purify themselves, just as Christ is pure. May the Lord add a blessing to both the hearing and the reading of His holy word. And let us pray. Gracious God, we are so thankful for the opportunity that we have once again to gather together as a community of faith, to come together, Lord, to lift our hearts up to You in worship. And we're thankful, Lord, for the way that Your Holy Spirit has worked through our gathering thus far. We pray, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit would continue to work among us. And Lord, I pray that in the next few minutes that I might decrease in this place in order that Jesus Christ might increase. And I pray, Lord, that my words would be Your words. And God, as always, we humbly ask that You would open our ears, open our minds, but most of all, dear God, open our hearts, that the words that You have for us today might be more for us than simply more information. But we pray, Lord, that Your words might be transforming to us. And we ask all this, Lord, in the name of Your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is in His name that we have prayed together, saying, Amen. There was a man born in the late 1700s by the name of John Chapman. You probably don't remember that name, but you might remember the name Johnny Appleseed. John Chapman went across most of the Midwest planting apple trees. That part of the story you may know. What you may not know about Johnny Appleseed, John Chapman, was that as he went across the country planting apple trees, he was also a missionary. He was a member of Christ Church, and as he went across, he would witness to the people that he encountered and was noted for the conversion of many Native Americans to Christianity. And if you remember the state of our country in those days, it was not easy or a non-dangerous time to be going about the country. But even the Native American people said this about John Chapman, Johnny Appleseed. This is what they said. They said, he's been touched by the Great Spirit. And even the hostile tribes were leaving Johnny Appleseed alone, because they recognized that he was doing something for the Great Spirit. He was doing something for God. You know, as we think about this day, this All Saints Day, and as you think about the passage that I read to you from the letter of 1 John, it is a nice image, I think, for us to think about ourselves as seeds. In this little packet, I have four apple seeds, and it's quite hard sometimes to imagine that you could plant one of these apple seeds and it would actually grow into an apple tree. And what would it do as an apple tree? It would reproduce and bring more apples. And this is exactly what Johnny Appleseed wanted to do. But the form of these apple seeds don't look anything like apple trees at this point, nor do they look like apples. They're kind of hard, they're cold, and they don't look like they have much life in them. When we think about the saints that have gone before us, and we remember them this morning, we think about this passage from the letter of 1 John. Often, we forget what John reminds us of today. The first verse, "See what great love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." And so often we forget that we are children of God. And I really love verse 2. "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known." What we will be. You know, the implication of this verse is that we don't know what we are going to be like after death. We trust the ones that we love into the hands of Jesus. We trust them into that, but we don't really know what they are going to be. Now, sometimes in our minds, we imagine heaven as being some sort of eternal Disneyland, Disney World, where all dreams are made true. I had a friend of mine, he and I are trying to learn how to play electric guitar, and neither one of us are doing very well. And he is a man of faith, and he said to me one day, he said, "You know, I'm really going to be disappointed if we get to heaven and we're not able to play guitar when we get there." And you know, sometimes that's what we think about. But the greatest part about what comes after this life is that Christ is already there. That Christ is already there. What we will be, what form we will be, what we will be able to do, that's not apparent. But what is certain is this. This is the last half of the verse. "We know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." This reminds me of that beautiful verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where Paul says, you know, we see now like as if we were looking, the King James verse says, a glass darkly, it's a mirror. It's like we look in the mirror, and as soon as we walk away from it, we forget what we've seen. But someday, we will see face to face. And then verse 3, "All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure." Because you see, the requirement to be a saint doesn't have to wait until the time that we are dead and gone. The time to work on being a saint is now, brothers and sisters. And some of you say, "Well, I don't look any more like a saint than these seeds that you got in that bag look like apple trees." But the point is that we are to purify ourselves. We are to grow as disciples of Jesus, knowing that someday we will be like those saints. We will become just as he is when we see him face to face. I had a great, great privilege this Friday night of spending time with both of my children together. Kim wasn't with us, and I had them both. My daughter Hannah, who's a college student, my son Noah, who's a senior in high school, I had them both to myself. And the fascinating thing about this is that we were sitting at a restaurant eating supper, and I don't know what other families talk about when they're eating supper, but my children were talking about issues that they faced in their lives. They were talking about what you should do as Christians about these issues. They were talking about their own faith. And I couldn't help but sit there and watch these two and go, "Whose kids are you?" Of course, have this same issue when they're misbehaving and they're being smart and all that, because then I say, whose kids are you? But what I know about my children is that one of the things that formed them was not just Kim and I being their parents. What formed them was the fact that we raised them intentionally in a community of faith around other people who were and are saints. That's what made the difference. You know, several years ago, there was a popular saying, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a church to raise a child. It takes a church, a community of faith, to raise a child. That's what it takes. And the fascinating thing is, as I listen to my children talk to each other, as I listen to them share about the struggles that they have, serious struggles with their faith as high school student, as a college student, what I knew was that from the time that they were baptized as infants, there were people around them who were saints to them. The men and the women who taught their Sunday school classes, people who worked in the nursery, the people who loved on them when sometimes they were very unlovable, the people who were willing to give up their time and their energy to work with the youth group. And I don't know if you've ever been around middle school students and high school students, but they're not always the easiest people to be around. Amen? They're not. But those seeds kept getting planted and nurtured. And somebody looked at them and said, oh, they look like this, but someday they're going to be an apple tree. And they're going to produce great fruit. And we can't forget that. And brothers and sisters, as we think about our own discipleship, we cannot discount the ability we each have to be saints to each other, to nurture each other, to grow each other in discipleship, to be there for each other, whether we are 9 months or 99. We need each other, and we, as the community of saints, can nurture each other until such time as we go on to our own reward and we pass over the veil, when we experience death and know that someday we are going to see God just as He is. We're going to be with Christ just as He is. Because you see, sometimes I think we get so caught up in the fact that, and we could take the first verse of this passage out of context, that we are children of God. We think, well, that's it. That's great. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. That's a great thing. And we forget that we are to nurture one another. We are to help one another grow. And that we need each other to be a community of faith so that someday we can be remembered in that great cloud of witnesses, as Mary Noble read, as the saints who have gone before us. We don't have to wait until then to become saints. We can do that right now. And some of you will say, well, Pastor Mike, really, this is what my discipleship looks like. It looks like a dead seed. And what we understand is what happens when you put a dead, cold seed into the ground and you nourish it with fertilizer and you water it and the sunlight hits it, it begins to grow. And brothers and sisters, that's what we are called to do. And today, as we remember those who have gone before us, I encourage you to give thanks today for the people who were willing to give of themselves to you. They may be long gone. It might be your parents, your grandparents, your own Sunday school teachers, the volunteers that helped you. It might be the people that were around you, that helped you grow, that nurtured you. And today, brothers and sisters, we give thanks for the saints who have gone before us. We give great thanks for them, because without them, none of us would be here. And again, as we think about that wonderful image from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, the great cloud of witnesses, let us not forget that you and I are called to be witnesses too. We are called to be the Johnny Appleseeds of faith, to nurture these seeds around us, and to be witnesses to Christ in all that we can do. And we need each other. We can't exist without one another. And what I know is that someday, when we are saints in glory, someday when we have crossed that bar, someday when we see the Lord face to face, we don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but we sure know one thing. We're going to be with Him, and we will have an eternity to praise God and to give thanks for each and every one who helped us along our way. Each and every one. And the good news today is that each one of you has a part to play in the community of faith. Each and every one of you has a part to play in helping not only the babies, the toddlers, the preschoolers, the elementary school kids, the middle school kids, the high school youth, college students, the young adults, middle-agers, older adults. It's all of us. It's all of us. So today on this All Saints Day, as we remember those who have gone before us, may we be reminded that we too have the opportunity to nurture each other in the faith, to love one another, to challenge one another to grow in the faith. And when we look at each other, let's not be disheartened. We look and we see these and we go, oh my goodness, there's not much hope for you. But there is. When we nurture each other in discipleship, when we recognize that we have a great opportunity as a community of faith to grow each other and to witness to each other. Even as Johnny Appleseed, John Chapman, went around planting seeds and witnessing to his faith. That's why we remember him today as one of the saints. That's why we lit candles today for those saints that have gone before us. And let's not forget that God's calling us to live a life of sainthood too, to purify ourselves, to remember that not only are we children of God, the people around us are children of God as well. And may we grow this community of faith and nurture one another so that we too one day can be thought about and remembered on this day as someone whose sainthood is because they helped us along the way. Amen. Amen.